For KBI's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Christopher Husted. Last month, Missouri announced it would be prescribing a new drug called Viekira for Medicaid patients with hepatitis C. The Department of Social Services estimated the switch will save the state more than $4 million next year. KBI's Hope Kerwin explains.
Hepatitis C is a virus that affects the liver, often causing liver cancer or cirrhosis. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that about 3 million people in the United States have Hep C. But Bruce Burkett, founder and director of the Hep C Alliance, says the disease often goes untreated simply because people don't know they are infected.
Someone can have it for decades before they have any symptoms. It's a very silent disease.
According to the CDC, most people with chronic hepatitis C do not have any symptoms until their liver is already damaged. And until 2013, the Food and Drug Administration hadn't approved an effective drug to treat the disease. Enter Sovaldi.
The whole paradigm changed, and there was a huge excitement in the field.
Dr. Stefan Serafianos with the MU School of Medicine says Sovaldi was revolutionary because it directly targeted the virus and had more than a 90% cure rate when taken with the previous Hep C drugs. After Sovaldi was approved, several pharmaceutical companies joined the race to find their best treatment.
Not only these are good therapies that could lead to eradication, but they're also affecting the accessibility and then the price.
And the price is a big concern when it comes to Hep C treatment. When Sovaldi was first introduced, it cost $84,000, in addition to costs for other necessary injections. When pharmaceutical company AbbVie introduced its new drug Viekira last December, which doesn't require additional medications, it set the price at $83,000. These may seem like astronomical numbers, but Serafianos says the cost might not be a bad deal for insurance companies.
The cost of the liver transplant is much more than that. So if you can treat a patient and cure them, then the cost of their liver transplant will not be there.
And Missouri's new agreement with AbbVie will bring the price down even more. According to a press release, Missouri negotiated a rebate for treatment of Medicaid patients with an estimate that the rebate will reduce the cost of treatment by 30%. But as Bruce Burkett points out, not all Missourians with Hep C will benefit from the Department of Social Services agreement.
Only if you have stage 3 or stage 4 liver disease. Stage 4 is cirrhosis. You have to be drug and alcohol free for at least 6 months. The biggest problem is getting on Medicaid, period.
Serafianos says these treatments are still new, and doctors and other parties haven't had time to determine when patients with Hep C should receive treatment.
We're at the stage that everybody's learning right now. The medical doctors will have to figure out what is the optimal time to start the therapy, and then others would have to weigh in and consider who should be eligible and when.
For the KBI Health and Wealth Desk with Hope Kerwin, I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.